Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week in Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that affects your life, science that changes the way you view the universe. And it's a call-in show, so if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, pick up the phone and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And when you hear the beep, leave your name, call in to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, here is your chance to get on national radio, to have your thoughts heard right on the internet. This is your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. You know, when you walk down the street and you look up, well, first of all, most people never look up. They spend all their time looking down. They never look up. But when you look up, you'll see something that the ancients saw, the planets, the stars, the universe, all laid out in front of you. And then you ask yourself the question, what does it all mean? And then let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids have a homework problem, and they want to ask you a science question. And what do you tell your kids? Ask your mother. Don't ask me. Don't bother me, because I'm a dummy. I don't know up from down. Well, instead, you can say, son, why don't you get on the telephone and give us a call? And give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment. And if you have a young girl who's just beginning to wonder, what's it all about? What does it mean in this larger scheme of things? Tell them that, yes, even women are at the forefront of science and technology. And again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call it into the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national media. Well, before we take a few listener phone calls, let me do a story about something that's hit the airwaves. And that is that NASA, for the first time, is actually encouraging amateurs to be part of the exploration of Mars. That's right. You know, when you watch Hollywood movies, it's all about the Martians are going to invade the Earth. The Martians are coming. The Martians are coming. Actually, reality is the reverse is true. NASA is coming with amateurs who are volunteering for a mission to the red planet. That's right, NASA is taking the names of volunteers. Now, of course, the actual journey to the red planet won't take place immediately. Sometime after 2030 is the earliest that we're going to have a mission to Mars. But already, NASA is asking for volunteers. This is your chance to perhaps make history. And so when you think about it, you say to yourself, well, what does that mean? What does that mean to be part of a fake mission to Mars? Because a real mission won't take place for a while. First of all, NASA is looking for certain kinds of people. One, they're looking for people that have a pilot's experience, that have many hours behind the steering wheel of an airplane. Second, scientists. Scientists with a master's, preferably a PhD. Scientists that are familiar with the aeronautics and the mechanics of space travel. And then the military. NASA is also looking for people that have military experience that may in turn be the leader of this group that goes to the red planet. and maybe one doctor, somebody with medical training in case there's an injury or a problem with this mission to Mars. And then, once NASA chooses four individuals to be part of this practice mission to go to Mars, where do you live? Well, for about a year, you're going to live on a tiny capsule, no more than about 1,700 square feet. In other words, a small suburban home. In other words, you're going to be cramped, but you're going to be making history because it'll be the first realistic simulation, I repeat, simulation of spending a year on the red planet. So NASA's serious about this. Now, that's the practice mission. You're going to be perhaps in the Arizona desert someplace in a hostile environment. But what would a real voyage to the red planet look like? And how would it differ from this practice mission that NASA is now advertising? Well, it would be quite different. First of all, the voyage from the Earth to Mars is not an easy one. 2 years minimum. I repeat, 2 years minimum. First of all, just to get to Mars from the Earth takes about 9 months. 9 months from launch to go to the red planet at a certain point in its trajectory. There are only certain times when you can do this. But if the stars are aligned correctly, it takes 9 months to go from the Earth to Mars. Now, once you're on Mars, you can't come back immediately. You have to wait for the stars to align so you can get on a return voyage. So 6 months, a delay factor of 6 months, you're stuck on Mars. 6 months to do science, to calculate different kinds of parameters of what it's like to be on Mars. 6 months on the red planet. And then on the return mission, 9 months to go back. So it's a two-year mission minimum, a minimum of two-year mission, 9 months to get there, 6 months to do experiments, and 9 months on the return voyage. And you can't cut it any closer because Mars is not aligned properly any other time. And of course, the voyage itself is fraught with danger. First of all, radiation. You have realized that there's a radiation belt around the Earth called the Van Allen Belt, not to mention meteorites, small little meteorites that can puncture the hull of your ship. So a combination of radiation, micrometeorites, means that the voyage from the Earth to Mars is not going to be an easy one. And then once you get to Mars, what do you do? Well, in the old days, we thought that you would simply go to Mars, put a flag on the red planet, and come back and make a movie about it. No, now NASA has a new orientation, and that is self-sustainability. We're going to go to Mars to stay. Now, that's a big jump in terms of our attitude toward exploration of space. Before then, we were just planting flags everywhere and then leaving. It's like what Isaac Asimov said. It's like scoring a touchdown and then taking your football and going home all by yourself. Nope, that's not the strategy anymore. Now the strategy is self-sustaining colonies which live off the land, just like the pioneers. Think about it for a moment. The pioneers came into a hostile environment, and they came to stay. They didn't came and run. They came to stay and build a new home in outer space. So what would it like if you have a self-sustaining colony on Mars? First of all, you have to have water. Then there's plenty of water on Mars, except it's all frozen. You would have to use precious fuel in order to heat up the water on Mars and then purify it. And once you have pure water, you can use it for several purposes. One, rocket fuel for the return voyage. You can split water into hydrogen and oxygen and use that for rocket fuel to return. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with the discussion of what it's like to go to the red planet. It's serious now. NASA is taking volunteers. That's right, you can sign up to perhaps be on a practice mission, and who knows, maybe even a real mission to the red planet. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you might get on Science Fantastic. And if you go to NASA.gov, NASA is taking names of volunteers. Volunteers to go on a practice mission to the red planet. You will basically sign up for 1 year to live on a small capsule in some desert area. The capsule is quite tiny, about 1,700 square feet. 4 individuals will be in that capsule, preferably a doctor, an engineer, an astronomer, and somebody from the military. Now, what would a real voyage to Mars look like? A real voyage to Mars would be much worse in terms of hardship. First of all, the trip would be 2-year minimum. 2 years to go to Mars and then come back, because you have to wait for Mars to be in alignment with the planet Earth. And the voyage, you have to suffer from meteorites, micrometeorites, radiation from the Van Allen belt, not very pretty. And that's as a new philosophy, not just to put a flag on the moon or Mars, whatever. No, the new strategy is living off the land, a self-sustaining project to create a permanent base on the moon and Mars. That's different from before. Now, to have a self-sustaining plant on the Mars, first of all, you have to have water. Water for the return voyage in terms of oxygen and hydrogen contained in water, but also rocket fuel. And for drinking purposes, Mars has plenty of water, but it's all frozen. And then you have to have fuel. Fuel to heat up your food, and that's going to come from solar panels. So the astronauts, once they land on Mars, will have to begin the process of processing ice to create rocket fuel and air, and then solar panels for energy. And then what do they do after that? Well, long term, grow your food. The atmosphere of Mars is mainly carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide released from ancient volcanoes, but it's very thin. Only 1% the atmospheric density found on the planet Earth. But there's enough carbon dioxide there to raise plants. And so one of the goals of a self-sustaining colony would be to manufacture your own rocket fuel, your own air to breathe, and then plants to eat. So in other words, we're talking about a self-sustaining colony. And then, of course, you want to build a base of operations, and that's where robots come in. The atmosphere, well, especially the gravitational field of Mars, is quite low because Mars is about roughly one-third the size of the Earth. As a consequence, robots would thrive in an environment like that because the gravitational pull of the Martian soil is not that great. And so this means that robots would be used to create housing, buildings. Robots can do the heavy lifting for building materials on Mars. So in other words, we're talking about, for real, creating a colony on Mars. And what about outer space? It turns out that eventually the long-term goal is to terraform Mars using the mechanics of space travel. Now, how's that? To terraform a planet means to make a planet more Earth-like. And that means changing the atmosphere of Mars permanently, reformulating Mars in our own image, to terraform Mars. Now, how would you do that? Well, Elon Musk was once asked that question, and he said, well, what about a few atomic bombs? Well, yeah, I guess you could drop a few atomic bombs on Mars, but who wants to drink radioactive water? Who wants to have to clean up from the pollution created by detonating a few atomic bombs on Mars, melting the polar ice caps of the red planet? Another way to do it is with satellites. Satellites orbiting Mars could beam a lot of that sunlight back down on the red planet and begin the process of melting the polar ice caps. Now, the orbit would not be ideal, but if you do the math, you can see that if aligned properly, there's enough sunlight that could be reflected back down on the polar ice caps of Mars to begin the process of melting the ice caps, terraforming Mars. You know, Mars once upon a time had water, plenty of water. There were rivers, there were lakes. In fact, there was probably even an ocean on Mars billions of years ago. But it all went away. Now, why is that? We don't know for sure, but Mars has a very small size, meaning that its gravitational field is not that much, meaning that it probably could not cling on to its early atmosphere. Its early atmosphere was carbon dioxide coming from volcanoes. And as a consequence, it lost most of its early atmosphere, plus the fact you have the solar wind. The solar wind also blew a lot of that atmosphere into outer space. And as the atmosphere got thinner and thinner and thinner, as it was being blown into outer space, the boiling point of water changed. That's right, boiling point of water is not a fixed quantity. And so the oceans of Mars, what happened to them? They boiled away. Can you imagine that? Mars with oceans that once upon a time boiled away. Now, when I was a kid, we used to play with Christmas tree ornaments. We used to put light bulbs containing water in an encapsulated form on the Christmas tree. And the water would start to boil. You would plug it in, and the water inside this tree ornament started to boil. Well, I was a kid. I didn't know any better. So one day, I decided to reach out and grab one of the vials of boiling water. Well, instead of burning my fingers off, what did I feel? Nothing. Almost nothing. Imagine touching boiling water with your hands and not feeling hardly anything at all. Now, why is that? Because the boiling point of water is not a fixed quantity. It turns out that inside that little tube of water was a vacuum. A vacuum mixed, of course, with ordinary water. But the vacuum inside that tube meant that the boiling point of water dropped. And as a consequence, it was very easy to make it boil by using a little bit of electricity and your fingertips. Just grabbing the Christmas ornament with your fingertips was enough to make the water boil. And there it was, boiling water without being scorched. Now, if you're a mountain climber, you know this effect. When you go to the top of a mountain, and let's say you fry eggs at your campsite, the eggs taste awful. Why is that? Because the boiling point of water at the top of a mountain is lower than 100 degrees centigrade, or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Therefore, eggs will start to cook prematurely. And that's why eggs taste awful when you climb a mountain. Well, the same thing for Mars. The atmosphere of Mars is only 1% the density of the atmosphere on the planet Earth. As a consequence, things boil very rapidly. And that's what happened to the oceans of Mars. They boiled away. Because the solar wind blew a lot of the atmosphere into outer space, the boiling point of water dropped to the point where water would simply boil all by itself. And that's what happened to the water of Mars. And so when we begin the process of terraforming Mars, we'll have to be very careful that the water that we get doesn't boil away like it did billions of years ago. Now, of course, it would take many centuries for this boiling effect to take place. So the astronauts would have the ability to have drinking water for a few hundred years before it too begins to boil away. So terraforming of Mars, that's the goal. Once you terraform Mars, then you have as much drinking water as you want, you have air to breathe, and you have the beginnings of a colony on the red planet. Well, let's take a short commercial break. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to in the city you're calling from, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. back on the moon. Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface on Thursday. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. ODE also carrying a part for a future moon telescope. If you're an AT&T customer, you had some problems on Thursday connecting to your network. Emergency services as well as texting and calling were out. AT&T says it was not a cyber attack. It was just due to a software update they did to expand their network. South Carolina's former Governor Nikki Haley says no matter the outcome of the primary on Saturday, she will not leave the presidential race. Corey Myers, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're taking your phone calls, and we got a bunch of phone calls about, well, about Mars. NASA has made it official. They're now asking for volunteers to go on a practice mission, a fake practice mission that simulates what it would be like to live on the red planet for about a year. Think about that. Preferably four people, perhaps a military person, a scientist, an engineer, and a medical person, would spend all that time in a small little capsule on the red planet. And then the next question that people are asking is, why bother? I mean, why? Mars is nothing but a dead rock in outer space. There are no Martians out there that we know of. There are no people up there. And as far as materials are concerned, it would cost too much to bring gold or silver or building materials from Mars back to the planet Earth. If we find usable building materials, we might as well use that to build on Mars rather than bringing them back to the planet Earth, which is very expensive. So why bother? Well, Carl Sagan, I think, said it best, and that is, our long-term destiny is to become a two-planet species. Now, what does that mean? It means outer space is dangerous. It means there are meteorites out there, comets, things that can really ruin your day. An object about the size of a small city hit the Yucatan of Mexico 65 million years ago and wiped out the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs ruled the Earth for 200 million years, and then in a blink of an eye, they were extinguished by this asteroid or meteor that hit the Yucatan of Peninsula. And the next question that Carl Sagan asked was, can it happen to us? And the answer is yes. So why not have an insurance policy? That was his goal. An insurance policy so that humanity will not necessarily be extinguished if one day we too are hit by a meteor or a comet. And now that we have satellites and space telescopes, we see these things. We see that Earth moves in a swarm of meteors and comets. Fortunately, most of them are not going to hit the Earth in the next 100 years. But projecting out beyond 100 years, who knows? So even though there's no immediate danger of being hit by one of these rocks from space, it could happen. And that's why Carl Sagan said, it's worth it not to create a crash program. No one is saying we should bankrupt the world to build a spaceship that can take humans into outer space. We're not talking about that. That's science fiction. We're talking about a more immediate goal of being able to detect and do something once we encounter a rock from space. And again, certain rocks in outer space are not predictable. Now, many of the asteroids in Earth, near Earth orbit are predictable. We track them, so we know we're not going to get hit by them. But two kinds of rocks we have to worry about. One kind of rock is smaller than a football field. Those rocks that are smaller than a football field are not tracked necessarily by the government. Some of them are, but most of them are not tracked by the government if they're smaller than a football field. And we could be caught by one of these things, a city buster. In fact, just a few years ago, a city buster hit Chelyabinsk in Russia. The second in 100 years, the second city buster to hit Russia in 100 years took place just a few years ago. So it's something to think about. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and then we're going to answer your questions. So give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. Give us a call.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, without further ado, let's go on and take the first listener phone call.
My name is Patrick O'Hara. I'm from East Liverpool, Ohio, and I listen on the internet on the TuneIn app. My question is about a meteorite. Is there a way to tell if a rock is an earthly rock or a meteorite? And furthermore, if it is a meteorite, what are the chances that it is radioactive? And if so, is there a way to tell that other than a Geiger counter? Love your show. Thank you.
Well, you ask an interesting question, especially for those meteorite hunters who are on the lookout. I should also point out that the easiest place to find a meteorite is on the North Pole and the South Pole. Now, why is that? Because of the magnetic field there? No, not that. The reason why meteorites are easy to find in the South Pole and the North Pole is because, well, ice is white. And because ice is white and a meteorite comes from outer space, the meteorite is brown or brownish, and you can see the impact site very easily. You can just pick them right off the ground. So people who've been to the South Pole sometimes say that it's like a field day. You just go outside and you just pick the meteorites right off the ice. It's as simple as that. Now, are they radioactive? Well, most of the time we don't find radiation in them. Radiation would be in the form of thorium or uranium, and we don't find that much of that. So there's no danger in looking for meteorites. And how do you tell if it's a meteorite or just an ordinary rock? That's very hard to tell. You have to look for microscopic evidence of that. For example, tektites. Tektites are glassy fragments that are basically remnants of the fact that the meteor was heated to a very high temperature as it hit the Earth's atmosphere. And as a consequence, you get a glassy surface. But other than that, it's not so easy. There could be meteorites in your garden, and you would never know it. Okay, so it takes an expert that understands the mineral content and the types. There are about three or four major types of meteorites, and if they fall into one of these categories, then yes, there's a probability that it might be a meteorite, but it takes an expert to really determine for sure. Now, some meteorites have actually made history. Many years ago, there was a meteorite that landed that came from Mars. We knew it came from Mars because it had the atmosphere content in the air bubbles inside the meteorite. So we knew it came from Mars. And looking at the rock under a microscope, you saw little wormy things that looked like worms inside this rock. Some people said, aha, fossilized life form from Mars. That's what they are. And that created quite a stir because, first of all, the fragment was from Mars. Second of all, it had all the characteristics of a Martian meteorite. And third, under a microscope, you could actually see worm-like structures there. Well, cynics then got into the game and they said, humbug. These are not microscopic worms. They're nothing but crystals that solidified in this rock. So that debate is still unsettled. Most scientists today believe that these wormy things were actually crystals inside the meteorite. But it's difficult. It's difficult to determine exactly whether a piece of rock is just an ordinary rock or whether it is a meteorite. So for you meteorite hunters, I first of all advise you to try to go to the South Pole or the North Pole where you can literally pick these right off the surface of the ice. And chances are it's not radioactive, so you're not going to get injured by picking up these rock samples. And who knows? Maybe you'll pick a fossilized life form from the red planet. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Aiden from Alaska, 103.7 FM radio. I was wondering, you were talking about global warming last time. I heard that the ozone layer is actually healing, so global warming might be reversed. Is this true? Thank you.
Okay, we're running out of time, but the short answer is probably no. The ozone layer protects the Earth, and the ozone layer was diminishing, which is quite dangerous. But that was a function of the fact that we put a restraint on the amount of chlorofluorocarbons that we eject into the atmosphere. So it was an Earth-like intervention that helped to save the day. But global warming is much more difficult and much more widespread.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a call about the ozone layer. First of all, the ozone layer helps to protect the Earth from dangerous radiation in outer space, especially from the sun. And the ozone layer was diminishing, especially around the poles of the Earth, and that was causing concern. The concern was so great that nations of the Earth got together and for the first time in history created a ban on certain human-made chemicals that are responsible for the collapse, or near collapse, of the ozone layer. And sure enough, this process helped stop the decay of the ozone layer. So what's the lesson? The lesson here is that when nations get together and find a common threat, then they can make a difference. Now, global warming, of course, is different. We're not talking about chlorofluorocarbons, which are pretty exotic and used in chemicals made on the planet Earth. Carbon dioxide is everywhere. It's a byproduct of the combustion process. Your car, airplanes, anything that burns fuel will release carbon dioxide. And so the problem of the ozone layer is actually small compared to the problem of carbon dioxide, which is everywhere because of the fact that it's a byproduct of the Industrial Revolution. Every time you burn gasoline, every time you burn hydrocarbons, you release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which acts as a trap. A trap that traps sunlight. And the energy of sunlight then is responsible for some of the erratic nature of the atmosphere of the planet Earth. So the ozone problem was a positive example of what can happen when nations got together and did something. Global warming is much bigger because it's tied to wealth generation. It's tied to the fact that the burning of coal gives rise to industrial wealth. And that's the problem. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take the next listener phone call.
Michio, this is Larry Chan from the Milky Way Galaxy, hearing the broadcast on GCN. I'd like to ask if Einstein was overrated. Brian Greene stated that relativity would have been derived from Maxwell's equations if Maxwell had lived long enough. Many scientists would probably have discovered relativity eventually, so how important was Einstein anyway?
Well, I think you hit upon a certain fact, but I think Einstein's reputation is still going to remain. And that is that around 1860, 40 years before the birth of Einstein's special relativity theory, in the 1860, James Clerk Maxwell in Cambridge, England, discovered a theory of light, Maxwell's equations, but he didn't live long enough. He had a short lifespan, unfortunately. He didn't live long enough to look at the consequences of his theory of light. His theory of light made relativity, but he didn't know it. He died prematurely. But if he had simply pushed his equations further, he would have realized that the speed of light is a constant in all inertial frames. Whether or not a light beam moves toward you, away from you, or sideways from you, the velocity is the same. That violates common sense. Common sense tells you that, no, something coming at you, away from you, whatever, they have different velocities. Nope, they have the same velocity. It defies common sense. But Maxwell didn't live long enough to see the consequences of his own equations, which is sad. It took Einstein in 1905 to finally come out and prove that Maxwell's equations remain the same whether or not a light beam moves toward you, away from you, or sideways. And that is the basis of special relativity. So does that mean that Einstein's reputation is overblown? No. It means that, well, first of all, he did get it right. Other people got the Lorentz transformation as well. And Maxwell, of course, didn't live long enough to exploit the Lorentz equations. But Einstein put it all together. Second of all, he discovered general relativity, which many scientists believe is an even greater contribution. And here he was decades ahead of everyone else. Everyone else was concentrated on atomic physics, on radiation, on uranium. That's where most of the work was done in the 30s and 40s. But here comes Einstein talking about gravity, talking about four-dimensional transformations of space and time. That time and space are also relative. That any object traveling at tremendous velocities would obey a different kind of physics. So that is an even greater contribution. And so to answer your question, was Einstein's fame in some sense overrated? Well, a little bit, in the sense that Maxwell did not live long enough to find the consequences of his equations. His equations had within them special relativity. It took Einstein, however, to put it all together. And even then, realize that back in 1905, when Einstein came out with special relativity, there were people that were close to it, but they had too many prejudices about the speed of light. Poincaré, Lorentz, they had the Lorentz transformation. They knew that space and time could change the faster you move. But they thought it was an anomaly. They thought it was not fundamental. In other words, when an object moves very fast, it starts to compress. And Lorentz thought the compression was mechanical, that objects near the speed of light are compressed because that's the nature of speeding up, that things get compressed. Einstein said, no, space itself shrinks and compresses. It is space that changes, not just the compression of a light bulb or a light beam. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website in the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.